Welcome to the Night Shift. I'm JP Kaz. We got Ant, Shane, and Phonix tonight. Everything is up only, whether it is or not. We're just happy to be here. So if you're watching along, like the stream, share it, subscribe to the channel, and then follow us at DGN Night Shift on X. What's going on? I mean, where should we start tonight? You guys doing anything cool right now? We got the multipliers that just came out. Blast.
I haven't got around to those yet. I saw you can do them for like 4 cents though.
Yeah.
It basically, well, yeah,
it's any transaction,
just any transaction on the apps get the multiplier.
I mean, wait, I say it's pointless, but everyone should do it. That's the whole thing. Is like, there's no barrier to entry. It's just everyone do it. You know, there's no second thought.
It's just times four for everybody, right? Like, as long as you do the two.
Well, I saw if you go buy one pack coin for 4 cents and then take it to somewhere else, I forget, I was reading the thread on it, and then stake it in their pool, then it automatically activates the times four.
That's like the, I mean, that's not the
hard, I mean, but. Or just, you know, like Weathed ETH, which costs like fractions of a penny or maybe a couple pennies, and then open a position and close it, you know. But like, I don't know what the fees are. Maybe the fees are like $5 on that.
You can open your boxes on Blade too.
There you go.
Yeah, anything. Yeah. Literally anything gets it. I actually withdrew because I had money in Wasabi, and I actually withdrew coins, and that gave it back to me.
Yeah. It's probably a good thing for us if we're actively farming it, because people that were deposited before and then withdrew money out and they're just like, I'm done with Blast, like, they're not going to get those multipliers most likely. So I mean, I'll take it, I guess.
You have to think like at least 20% of people just like put money in, forgot about it, left it, haven't touched it.
Yeah,
well, you can see like the top, the leaderboard, like the guys that have no gold, they're just sitting on a big old pile of Blast ETH, I guess.
I can't even look at that leaderboard though, because that makes me think I'm not going to get shit for an airdrop if I look at that leaderboard.
What do you? I think I hit like 20,000. I think I'm like top 20,000 or something like that.
Right about where I'm at too.
I mean, it has to be somewhat decent. Like, how many people? What's the total? It's like a million, right?
Yo, it's Mizzle.
It'll be interesting to see come May what we get. So I wanted to talk about, like, now that these, so I feel like we've learned a lot in the last like 2 weeks on how this is working. Are you guys rethinking your strategy now? Are you consolidating? Like, what's your game plan moving forward?
I'm just gonna keep doing what I've been doing. I don't really know. I don't feel like I have the capital to like really go out and do like multiple of them. You know what I mean?
Same, bro.
I don't have the attention span or necessarily the time to like really go that hard. Like, I've focused on a few that I think are underfarmed. Like, I'm not going to win the well games in some of these pools. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm really relying on fantasy.top to be like a killer for me, because I think it's really being slept on. And I'm like up to, I just checked, I'm up to like a top 1200 wallet. So I'm really relying on that one to come through, because I don't think many people are using it.
I forgot.
Where has everybody been playing for the last week or two? Where's the rotation at now, and where can we see it headed going forward?
I think I learned, like, you know, I was on the assumption that with all the multi, I mean, we had no idea how the multipliers were going to work. I thought that you were going to get one based on how many apps you were using. Right. And the more apps you're using, the more it'd stack up. So I have like points coming from like 12 or 13 apps right now, but they're like small amounts. And I'm just going to, I mean, my game plan now is I'm going to take all the ETH out of everywhere that's not doing anything, that's barely trickling in points, and dump it into like a couple spots. Like try to see who hasn't deposited all their gold yet, or has deposited me a good amount of gold for little activity. Like, I think like Wasabi, I got a good amount of gold for not doing much over there in the first go round. We don't know what BladeSwap's going to be, but that could be worthwhile.
So wait, quick question. If the bar is all the way filled up, like I'm looking at the Blast thing now. I'm not going to share my screen, but so Orbit, for instance, insert YOLO, or no, YOLO is not full, but the bars that are all the way full, they have no more gold to give out, right?
Well, they're supposed to get more. Mm-hmm. So they're going. There's going to be more rounds of gold that they're going to get, but the parameters of how much they get and how much they distribute
is based
going
on usage this first run. Okay,
right, and it's going to change because I think what they said was like they want them to be innovative, right? So if people aren't doing innovative things with the deaths, they're not going to keep getting bigger gold allocations, right? They want to see innovation. So I think that's where, like, for me, that's why like the games I think are a good play. Although it's really just a time suck, but because they could prove to be kind of innovative, right? Like just being a swap platform or a perp dex is not going to, how innovative could they really be to get these big allocations? At the same time, though, you have a lot of farmers who are not trying to risk anything. So again, same thing with me, like Sin Future, like they gave a decent amount of gold for the little that I put in there. So I feel like those platforms.
Because I probably did, I don't know. I want to say like 30K worth of trading volume to only get like 1.4 gold. That's pretty bad.
That's what I got, and I didn't hardly do anything over there.
I did way less than you. I think I maybe put like 0.05 or something like that into the liquidity pool somewhere, and I got just maybe I did one trade or two trades, and I got just as much as you did.
Yeah.
Now, I am interested to see what's going to happen because there's a lot of people, and obviously you don't know how true it is, but a lot of people saying there's a lot of insiders getting allocated gold from these places.
I heard that too.
So if that's happening, a lot of these places, Pac-Man already said if they're not giving out 100% of their gold to their users, then they're losing their gold moving forward. So if people get caught gaming the system, cheating it, stuff like that, it'll be interesting to see how it kind of like sways the system.
Right.
And I'll be honest, like I've not gone heavy into any of these. Like I've barely spent time on all of them. And like District 1, for instance, like I faded it. I didn't do anything with that. And I got like everything that I went into, I feel like everyone else went into because they were easy to do. Throw some money in and see what happens. And they haven't paid. The ones that have really paid are the ones that you're putting time into, I feel like.
Yeah.
I mean,
District 1 really helped me out. If I didn't have that, I would be struggling right now. Juice was definitely a letdown, I think. The only thing that worked out for me with Juice is just getting that lucky whitelist for the presale for the token. But yeah, I mean, I didn't get shit from Juice hardly. I mean, I just got lucky with District 1.
I got nothing from District 1 for the first go round. I mean, I'm in there now, but I'm not expecting much.
Yeah.
I honestly don't know. I don't know where the majority of mine came from. Like, it doesn't even, the ones where I've got like, I've only got 21 and that shows me 7 on the side. Like, I don't know where the other 13 came from. No idea.
Well, that's a whole nother thing. It's like only about half the dApps, if even half, have given out, you know, a chunk of their gold yet. So yes. A lot can change.
So the two that BladeSwap hasn't given out anything yet.
Yeah.
That's supposed to be this week. I think.
Something decent from there. Thruster hasn't given out any gold yet. They should be giving out something.
We can see it.
They have a lot too. They have almost 600,000.
Wait, I'm confused. Where do we see how much gold we got from each one? I've been meaning to ask this.
On the right side.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Because I need to figure out where all my golds came from.
What's your 30-second explanation about Blast? An L2.
An L2 that's like Ponzi. gamified to use it right now because it's so new. You know, they're trying to get as many eyes over there.
I made a tweet earlier, and I'll tell you. So my 30-second pitch of it is most expensive fake money spent to date to win some fake tokens, which hopefully pays me fake gold to get airdropped Magic Internet money in the future.
Yep. It's a great explanation. It's spot on.
I think. It, like, because it truly is, but we're basing this off of the fact that Blur, right? Like,
yeah.
How well did you guys do on Blur that you're like, okay, I'm willing to put the time and effort into Blast? And do you think it's bigger than Blur or on par with Blur? Like, where do you think it goes?
I mean, personally, I ate off of Blur. Like, my Blur airdrop one was way, way above my expectations.
It was my biggest airdrop ever.
Yeah, I mean, I fucking ate off of it, but I'm really nervous that Blast is not going to live up to the same thing because Blur was so unexpected.
You think there's more people? There's more people farming Blast.
100%. For Blur number one, the night shift was like some of the like beta testers. Like we were some of the earliest people on the app.
Yeah. But here's the thing is this is a layer two for Ethereum network. You know, like this is bigger than an NFT marketplace. So there's, you know, what was the TVL? Like $2 billion? I mean, it's not right now, but it's like $1.5 billion. Like there's a lot of money over here.
I mean, I think a slept on place that you can really like maybe get some advantage is they've already said 50% of the airdrops going to Blur stakers and Blur farmers. I think that side of it's being slept on. Like if you want some easy, like pretty much low risk, you know, farming of it, stake some Blur.
Yeah. You know, quick question about that. I actually looked over there today to see like what my points were at for two different accounts. And like the points are starting to line up almost perfectly with if you would stake Blur from the last airdrop and just left it there, you know, you're going to have at least a couple million points that could kind of add up with like blast points. Like it almost is like balancing out a little bit, it seems. So maybe that's just like one for one, one Blur point equals one blast point.
Yeah. I'm fading that way too hard.
I kept just enough in Blur to keep my multiplier and then
same here.
Dumped a few hundred bucks in there like 3-4 weeks ago. So
see, I've still been farming Blur points as well. Because, I mean, it's like I just said, Blast, I think, might be oversaturated, but that half of the airdrop's being slept on.
Is there any more Blur tokens to give out, or is it all going to be Blast from here?
No, they're getting – so Blur farmers and stakers are getting 50% of the Blast tokens. But there are still technically Blur tokens, and if you read the white paper, there's still, like, 2 or 3 more years of Blur airdrops. But I doubt they're coming in May. If anything, they'd probably get airdropped at the end of the year.
So why do you think most of the actual NFT farmers, did they decentivize like the bids? Or do you think people just started taking that money out? Like there's not many, like the way that bid, there's not as many like bid farmers that there were.
I'm just like, my guess is that they're just losing money. As NFTs are just going
just not
down.
Making up enough money.
Yeah. Right. They're losing too much money to keep farming it.
That's what the big issue is for the big farmers is, I mean, they were just dumping on each other relentlessly. And then it almost became like a Ponzified game where if certain farmers got like loaded up with certain bids, they got really good at tricking other people's bots and making them just lose.
Yeah, it became
even
a PvP
money.
Thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think it's just like there's other like less, you know, like there's other paths to money right now that are a lot less strenuous, you know, like a straight path versus like all these curves.
So, and you don't have to pay gas fees.
That's another big one.
So, are there any other, I feel like it's dumb. I'm not dumb because I'm actually making money, but I'm trying to get some YOLO gold. And it is, I don't know why, I don't know how I missed out on the points, man. I'm like, I haven't even had a spin yet.
I'm so close on getting a spin as well. I'm not there yet, though. Yeah.
But you can, like, turn on the – it's not financial advice, but you can turn on Poke the Bear and, like, run 10 rounds and just let it go. I'm, like, 0.03. And you actually come out ahead more often than not, so.
Yeah, the problem, it's just, like, variance, though. You know, like, if you're running well, yeah. But, like, if you get, like, a couple in a row where you get killed by the bear, you're just, like, down. You know, like, it's just – I don't know. Yeah. It's hard to make that back.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm sitting at 207,000 points on YOLO right now.
I'm glad they don't have games that are like really that fun because I'm just like not into anything over there.
It's hard to like want to gamble away the liquidity that you're using to just like farm, right? Like it's like free money that's coming to you, and like every little bit that you give away is just like wasted points.
Yeah,
it's like not proportionate to the like you could take way more risk on like a perp desks like rip like 50x liquidity leverage. On that same
0.03. Yeah.
Really, that and Bladeswap are like the only things I'm active in. I don't know.
I got to say, I do love watching the YOLO spins and watching the little guy win. And like 0.1 into like 7 ETH or something. Like, that's awesome.
The one guy who lost the 75 ETH on that spin, you saw that video?
Yeah.
That one is, I'd be sick.
Yeah. Yeah, I've yet to win a YOLO. I don't put enough in it. I hate wheels. Like anything to do with like the wheel spin is like gross to me. Like, makes me sick.
Moon or Doom is fun.
Yeah, it's kind of fun.
Oh, wow. I just realized I'm ranked 2,300 on YOLO. That's crazy. So there can't be that many people that have got those spins, yeah. JP. Because I'm ranked 2,300 at 207,000.
Yeah, I'm at 2,400, so I'm not far behind you.
But that's what I'm saying. So, I mean, probably only the top 150 have even got one of those spins so far. Or, I mean, top 1,500. 1500. That's what I meant.
I think the ones that got referrals early got boosts. But
I was just going to say, the thing that irks me the most is that all the testnet stuff we did on all this stuff is just, like, completely worthless. Like, it was such a waste of time.
The juice one was, like, I got 0.1 gold from juice. Like, I'm like, okay.
I mean, I will say, though, like, using that, if you're actually, like, trying to use the platform in the way it's designed, like, you get 18-19% on ETH, like, right now. In a bull market where the asset's going to go up over time and you're earning interest on it, like, that's pretty damn good, man.
I don't even think I'm earning interest on the pools that I'm in. It's like, I don't see any earning.
No, I mean, just the lending, like, straight up lending. It's just like a one-sided staking.
Those vaults, are they paying actual anything, or are they just paying points that I don't see? Because, like,
it's only 18%. It's not like 200 or 500%. You know, like, it takes a while to, like, notice.
But if you look at, like, on the vaults of, like, like, I'm in the Hyperlock Thruster V2 pool. It says this vault earns Hyperlock points, Thruster points, Juice points, Blast Gold. It says nothing about earning actual yield, and nowhere am I collecting.
Yeah. I don't think you get shit. I think it's just for points. We're, like, funding our LPs just for some points.
What are we doing?
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. I don't. So outside of Blast, are you guys doing any other big chains or anything?
I've been fucking shitcoining Base hard.
Yeah, Base is on another level.
Yeah, dude, Base is getting wild over there, man. They ran up keyboard cat from 200K.
That was a hell of a call.
Ran keyboard cat from 200K to 100 million in 3 days.
Yeah. Unbelievable.
Dude, if I don't even want to tell you guys how much money I would have made if I didn't paper hand. Like, if I would have just conviction held all of my coins, I bought it 200K. Like, I probably wouldn't be here tonight. But,
yeah. Dude, I think it's gonna go higher. So, like, it's a classic meme, and not that many people are, like, really talking about it yet.
Dude, you know? Ansem is tweeting it so damn hard too. But it's down. I think I'm gonna, like, I've been debating whether to, like, go back into it kind of hard right now because it's back down to, like, 55 million. It hit 100. It hit 110 million earlier.
Here's my thing with Base. Okay, like, I feel like some of the top coins still have potential. Like the Solana. Like, the good thing about, like, Solana is Phantom Wallet. It makes the ease of use for, like, the average person that doesn't really know crypto very easy. You know, like, you just download BirdEye or whatever. You know, like, one of these programs. Whoever onboards usually recommends a certain program. But, like, Base is, like, you got to use MetaMask. You got to, you know, bridge to an L2. So the barrier to entry is a little higher,
but, like, you could go right to Coinbase wallet, right? You could go right into Base from Coinbase.
That's true. That's true.
And Coinbase wallet announced
for Base.
Dude, Coinbase wallet announced today that they were going to integrate Coinbase wallet, Base network into regular Coinbase. So, dude, retail is going to have max access to shit coins on Base.
That could be the easiest onboarding, is just right through Coinbase wallet, right onto Base. Nobody gets discouraged by, like, bridging gas fees. Like, when you see that, like, bridge to, and just you're instantly losing like $100 in gas, it's, like, so annoying for people. That's why, like, Sol was so easy, but
Coinbase does.
Well, so here's the thing, though. It, like, Solana has its own token, where Base doesn't have a native token. So, like, where does the money flow if retail comes in? Yeah, for now. I think there will be a token at some point, but it's a complicated situation because they're a publicly traded company. But, like, say there isn't a token, the money flows somewhere. You know, it's going to be a meme coin or, like, DGEN token or something.
DGEN token set up for success there, but that shit's already at 2 billion. So, like, if you want a safe play, I mean, that's probably a safe play. But, like, if you're trying to make some net worth, I mean, I think there's some opportunities in meme coins. If WIF can hit 4.8 billion market cap, I think there's some base coins that might start melting faces.
You can get 10x leverage on DGEN on Sin futures right now.
I saw that. They have, no liquidity, though.
So what do you think about this? Like, do you are you guys holding Degen on blast, or are you actually doing the L3?
On base, you mean?
I have it on base. Yeah, I meant base.
I have the 10K for Farcaster, but everything else that I had, I bridged to the Degen chain. What was that? Like, what was the night when everybody was on there? Like Saturday, I think. And like, dude, I made like a ton of profit like right away. Just like jumped in a couple random shit coins, and they just were just like straight up, man. It was ridiculous. And then Sunday morning, Easter morning, I like, you know, put some money into some more coins, and they both turned out to be rugs, and I just lost like all my profit. And, like, it was like a 5-minute period, like bought two coins and just lost all my profit right away. Yep. Yeah. Brutal. So I learned my lesson.
What are they doing with an elf? Like, what's
It's so early.
Like, do we know?
I don't know. Like, dude, they have no stable coins there. Like, it's just, I don't know. It's the Wild West, man.
So what's the deal with Far? It's, like, do you need it for Farcast, or you need the to do the tipping on Farcast? You need to be on the L3.
Yeah. Mm-mm.
No.
Oh no, you don't.
Oh no.
You just have to have Degen in your wallet.
On L2.
Mm-hmm. It's Farcaster's on base.
Okay, so what's the point of the L3?
Mizzle.
To What's deepen the Ponzi, my friends. Deepen the Ponzi over here.
Yeah,
but like the thing is, it's nothing but opportunity. Like, there's literally nothing but opportunity. The UI is terrible. Everything is
so bad.
I'm not gonna say it's slow. It's actually like pretty fast to like go through and do transactions, but like it's just super early. Like even like the sponsored DGen swap, it's kind of shitty. But I don't know. I'm semi bullish on it. I'm liking what I'm seeing, just because I feel like I'm early to something, even though it's like you said, 2 billion right now.
No.
So Mizzle, let me rephrase. I'm still bullish on the token.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, definitely. You got to be bullish on the token. There's no reason not to be.
I saw Fonz. Like, you were so talking perfect. 25-cent price target. That's.
I mean, yeah, I didn't know the market cap was that high right now. I mean, it did just 5x over like the course of like 3 or 4 days. So
it takes us to what, 10 billion?
Yeah, 25 cents would be 10 billion market cap.
Yeah, that's pretty aggressive. But what was I going to say? Oh, Mizzle, when you used DSwap, did you have to hard refresh after every like few seconds because the price wasn't updating with the UI? Like, dude, it's so early over there. You just have to keep hard refreshing because the price, you know, it's like Uniswap, but the price isn't right. You know what I mean?
And like, I know it's early because, like, even on Rainbow, like, I have a good bit bridged over to Degen, and it's not even showing up. Same thing with MetaMask. Can you guys see the USD value of your money over there?
Like in the wallet? Nah.
Like, most people would normally panic. Bizzle's like, we're still early.
We're still early, baby.
No,
if you don't feel nervous hitting the transact button, you're late.
Dude, I know. I was doing the transact button from a trampoline park Saturday afternoon. Claiming Depe. I thought I was going to get rugged hard. Still safe.
What's the what was the catalyst to all this? I don't even know where it came from.
I don't know.
Just came out of nowhere.
Well, the catalyst for Degen was, honest to God, it was Thread Guy posting these wild ass airdrops he's getting.
Yeah.
And don't get me wrong, like, I had a fat airdrop from season one because I've been on Farcaster now for a while. But I sold all that shit so long ago, like 10
most people
penny,
did,
you know. Yeah, and if all you had to do is hold, and then now that's where these airdrops are getting wild.
Yeah. You know, I got a little bit of a rant to say about Farcaster. Like, why are people so stingy with tips when it doesn't, like, all right, if I have 10K Degen in my wallet and I tip someone 100 Degen, I don't lose 100 Degen. The 10K is still there. It's just like a point system.
It's so a daily.
Like, why wouldn't everyone want everybody to eat? You know what I mean? Like,
so tell me, because I haven't done it yet. So what do I have to do? I have to get 10K Degen.
And then you get a daily allowance from the website.
It takes about 48 hours to like reset.
It's degen.tips, and you can go there and it'll tell you what your daily allowance is. And say it's 1,000 degen. You can go and post 50 degen on how many ever posts you want. And it doesn't come from you, it goes from the website to them. But they wanted, what the problem is, Phonics, is everybody wants to go do it to influencers. that's how Thread guy's getting such big, you know, airdrops. That's how that Cygnus guy is getting such big airdrops. Because if you go look at, because everybody thinks that these influencers are going to hook them up. So they're going and tipping all their daily allowances to the influencers and saying, forget all the little guys.
Does the influencer actually, like, if you get tipped, do you actually get that money?
Yeah.
Oh, so why aren't we all just like cycling through this free money?
I mean, it's a great idea.
Let's start today. Yeah, let's do this.
All right.
I'm downloading it right now.
Yeah. So what's also like the long-term play of Farcaster? Are they supposed to be doing their own thing?
Well, so Farcaster, so, you know, we're really like peeling back the layers of the Ponzi here. Farcaster is technically a decentralized social media. So like Farcaster is the back end. I don't even know what the full difference between Farcaster and Warpcaster is, but I think Warpcaster is the technical front end build for Farcaster. So I think that's just like a separate thing from this degen thing that's being built out. Phonix can correct me if he's wrong. He's unfrozen now, I think.
Nope. Yeah, I've spent like a grand total of maybe 10 minutes on Farcaster. Like hardly any at all. I could just the bandwidth for all this.
I downloaded it. I posted a few things. I just don't know what I'm doing on there. And I'm like, this is me on Threads again. I could already tell.
Same.
The grind, get followers, all for nothing. Back to Twitter.
And dude, you know what's crazy? So I've been on that thing since like November. And still, like, people are so stingy with even just like following you back and like interacting and stuff. It makes zero sense. But they all want to like just focus on the influencers, which has no bearing on what you can actually do.
So it's also like pay for engagement, right? Because you can buy the warps. And that puts you in like then you could pay for to get into better channels and actually get your stuff seen.
Yeah. Yeah. It's the same concept as District 1 with their OLE or whatever with the warps.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I got a shit ton of warps, dude. When I first got on there, people were just giving out warps like candy to like get you to follow them. Like there were so many people, like I'm first 2,000 people to follow me. I'm giving them 50 warps each.
Yeah. So it seems like. It seems like it's just something that's just going to die really quick based on what I've seen. Like another fad SocialFi experiment.
I mean, it's been around since at least October or November.
How many users do they have?
I don't know. I'd say at least like, at least I can name 7.
But like the thing is, right? I mean, it's all just like if it starts printing, right? Like, and we kind of saw like a little mini run up with the meme coins over there, or somebody when they're launching something, or you can mint something directly from Farcaster. Mm-hmm. I think that's like the utility that has potential there. But if we start seeing like, hey, all right, we're based now, we're about to cycle to Farcaster, and fucking anything that's, you know, mint here or we can get into, it's about to mm-hmm. go. Like that's going to be the calling card for at least a few months, right? Or a few weeks, depending on how it goes.
It is pretty slick because your wallet is automatically connected. So when you're scrolling down the timeline, like somebody can put a mint up. And granted, I don't know what the safety of it is, but it's all on Base Network. And like you can just click mint right on the timeline and it just mints directly to your wallet.
My first 10 minutes that I was on there, I saw 90% of the posts were scam mints.
Nice.
I was like, all right, this is...
Well, a lot of it's like stuff that's... Lovely. Do you remember mint.fun? That's what it feels like to me. Mm-hmm. It's just like a lot of stuff that you'll never be able to sell. It's just trash. So,
but now I will say that Cygnus guy or girl, whatever the username is, if you would have been paying attention to that, she had like 7 or 8 mints. And I know Phonix minted some of them, but he didn't get all of them. But if you minted all 8 of them, it came out to like 0.15 total you spent. And then you got to mint those on-chain Gaias, which are like almost a 2 ETH floor now.
Nice.
Not nice. We all missed it.
Yeah.
We got to find the next one.
Speaking of dot fun, pump dot fun.
Yeah. I was like toying with the idea of bringing it up, but I don't know if that's something we get. YouTube is like, no, don't do that.
I have yet to have like a solid win on that thing.
I haven't. I think the trick is to get in and get out before Like, get in something that's got some momentum, but get out before it goes to Reagan.
The problem is, though, even buying, because I was trying to buy shit like right as it was getting ready to hit, like, in the bonding curve and hit radium. Dude, if you buy the top of that bonding curve and then people start selling off, you get wrecked. Yeah. You get wrecked on pumped off fun, like so quick.
Yep.
It's so heavily scaled to a whale. Like, it just takes one guy to sell out and you're screwed.
Mm-hmm. And then the charts just don't recover on there.
Nope. I go like, I'm kind of a pussy. I go like 0.1, 0.1 tops on any of them, and just like in and out.
I've been doing like 0.2 on there, but I mean, it still sucks just sitting there just losing 0.2, 0.2, 0.2. Yeah. Like,
I've been doing that so nonstop on like just so many coins, just throwing darts at it. It's just like getting so frustrating.
There was that cook though earlier today when it wasn't even Ansem's damn cat's name, Steph. I don't know if you guys saw that or not. It came out of Pumped Up Fun and it hit almost 10 million in 50 minutes. And the worst part is Ansem doesn't even have a damn cat. It was an April Fool's joke.
Nice.
Yeah. You guys are using Photon, right?
A little bit. I haven't used it a ton.
Yeah, you that's a question. Photon.
Like, is it like, I mean, like, it's like you, there's now a platform for every piece of this, right? It's like Pump.Fun for instant listing, no liquidity. And it's like Photon, gets listed. It's like immediate snipe it. And then, like, you're playing the long game. It's, there's just so much happening so quickly now. It's like, how do you, unless you're staring at your computer and watching these things launch, flip over, it could all happen. And it can run up to 50 million and die in 10 minutes.
I put like at like 11 o'clock in the morning, like a Pump.Fun, like an hour block on my calendar. Just... it's a little scary over there. So
I keep seeing like a couple of these like alpha groups calling out, like, I mean, they're just hitting. I feel like some groups have just just swapped over to just be full like pump and dump coin, shit coin calls.
Right. That's what I was just about to say. Like, you know, don't get me wrong. I've talked to some people and ran some math on this shit. If you have a solid group of people that are willing to like really go, like you can pump some of this shit like crazy. You know, you have a lot more control over being able to do a lot of this stuff. The problem is like whenever you don't have, you get those other outsiders in it.
Well, now the thing is these platforms are doing copy trading like automatically. Right. So if you're like an influence, like if you're one of those guys who's now getting copy traded and you like kind of tell your people, right, like, hey, you guys get in. I go in there. Now I'm guaranteed to get all these people behind us.
Mm-hmm.
And then everybody sells coordinated. Like, yep. You're just abusing people that way.
Oh, there's already bots going in there too. So,
yeah.
I made a couple coins. Like, it's too easy. Like, it's a little.
You can launch them for pennies on the dollar. Yeah. Like, I think it's like $2 to launch a coin. It's
0.02 SOL to launch a coin, and 0.0002 to do one on Blast, I think.
I don't think I've ever even seen a coin come out of Blast, though.
I haven't either.
I bought that Franklin one today and got kind of, you know, wrecked on it, but luckily I didn't buy very much of it. But
yeah.
They can't pump high enough.
Yep.
While we're on air, prices are getting wrecked right now. Oh my! Look at these red candles.
Oh yeah, the ETH
Bitcoin,
is taking
Bitcoin a just jump dropped to 66.
Holy shit, dude! I thought we had a bad dump earlier today.
That was like an instant. That was like right before we got on. ETH just went down to 33.5.
Yeah, Bitcoin's about to go back into the 65s here.
Oh god.
Damn it, Keyboard Monkey was right again.
We definitely ticked the top there, didn't we? Start a show. Candles, red candles everywhere.
Yeah, these are some pretty nasty ones.
So we do have, I mean, that kind of leads on maybe the next one. We do have the halving coming up. Do we get back what we just lost? I mean... In the last 5 minutes.
I mean, let me ask you this. Do you think it's a super cycle or do you think it's going to follow a normal cycle? Because if it follows a normal cycle, the halving isn't going to matter till October. If you think it's a super cycle, though, that means you think that the top of the whole cycle is going to be in October.
I mean, right, here's the behavior, right? Like, halving happens, everybody stops, you know, miners stop getting rewarded, right? Or their rewards get cut in half, right? Who's, you know, how much have miners been selling lately, right? Are they gonna, you know, that's the question, right? Mm-hmm. Is what is the price at? Like, the point of the sell pressure, right? For my, like, it's supposed to get cut in half. That's in there, right? Sell pressure gets cut in half, price should come up. However, because Bitcoin's been trading at all-time highs pre-halving, are they really not dumping? It's not like they stopped dumping because prices were low and we're going to get a huge run. It's a different.
So here's the other thing too that's, you know, in my opinion, a lot different from other cycles is mining is now like so centralized by public companies that it's not some fucking average Joe sitting in his mom's basement mining Bitcoin to sell for rent next month. Like, these are public exactly. companies that haven't been mining Bitcoin to dump for a while now.
Yeah.
So, you know, really in theory, the halving is, it's like that meme where you're sitting, the guy sitting there staring at the computer and then the halving happens and he holds up like the little candle or whatever, firework, and then he goes back to staring at the computer.
Yeah, I think that's what's going to happen. I don't think that, but like, that's the thing is people are calling for this cycle, everybody's calling triple dip, right? Like 100K plus, some people 200, 250, 300. Like, there's some pretty astronomical calls for one Bitcoin.
When the whole timeline thinks one thing's going to happen, it usually does not.
So, I don't know. I mean, in theory, the only thing that holds constant is that the price of electric isn't going down, right? So, these large companies do have incentive to drive the price up. Right now, what that is it just not selling? Is it doing something else? I don't know. Right. But the large mining companies have incentive for this price to go up because their revenue just got cut in half and their costs still stay the same.
Yeah.
That's the flip side of it. So, you know, it's kind of like it almost has to go up in that regard.
I just put a couple moon plays in on YOLO.
It ripped, but I mean, it hit 67.2. People probably got wrecked, liquidated.
See, I mean, it depends where you look at, dude. KuCoin hit 65.6.
Yeah, KuCoin's broken, though. KuCoin's.
Hey, they're not in jail yet. Leave them alone.
Okay.
They're nice guys.
It's so funny because I opened up I was going to say it at the end of the show, but I opened up a Sin Future, or no, a BFX ETH long right before we started the show. I was going to see where it was at. Down bad.
Yeah, I mean, so Jupiter is another DEX I use. So it looks like ETH hit 33.25 on Jupe.
Yeah, just about that. I see 33.22 over here. So, I mean, it's
look at this guy that's watching now instead of me. I could play on stream. It's not hard. I'm playing. You know, I'm playing while I'm talking to you guys. So.
You know, last time we did that with Soul Casino, I don't remember it turning out well for any of us. I think Soul went to $8 pretty quickly after that. So
that's right. Yeah. I'm such a pussy on the YOLO, though. Like, it's 0.01, 0.03, 0.01, 0.03. It's working out okay.
Adds up, though. Like, now, when 0.03, like, you don't realize, like, it's like $100 now.
Yeah. It does.
It comes quick.
I was thinking that today, like, because Poke the Bear is a minimum of 0.03. And I'm just, like, launching, you know, five games in, which is $500. I'm like, I don't gamble like that in real life. I mean,
fake internet money hits different.
No. But what else do we need to talk about tonight? Was there something else?
Let's talk Paranda.
Go ahead, Mizzle.
No. I was just curious. Are you guys still in grass right now?
I didn't. So I'm in it, but I didn't do the mass VPN setup like everybody else did. So How many you got going? I mean, raking it in right now?
30 something, I think, right now.
Is there
we'll see how it goes.
Is there a scenario where that just gets flagged and you just get booted? I mean,
1,000%. But it's been going for a week or two now, and I guess that's good. I ain't got booted yet, so we're gonna keep it going.
There you go. That's one that Whales Market has them at, like, what's that token price? It's up a little bit, isn't it? I haven't looked at it lately. I know people are
making
big money out of that one. So
anything AI related is probably going to be like a major narrative in the next few months. So it's always good to, when you just see AI related anything coin wise, it might be a good idea to throw a flyer on it if it's halfway decent.
No.
That's likely still the most slept on thing, AI coins. I still think they'll have their time.
I have zero exposure to AI coins right now.
Especially like if they have one that's actually being used. Like if they can show tangible use of it, like, hey, we're seeing this, this, and this, and this doing this. Like it'd be pretty easy to build a narrative around that.
What is tangible use of crypto? Just to make more crypto?
Yes. Good enough for me.
Yeah. Anthony, did you say something else you want to talk on?
Oh, I was saying let's pump the block and param bags. Let's farm those things too. Same thing as grass on the timeline.
Yeah, we had
interesting.
Was param the ones we had on the show?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's Kiraverse.
Nice. I think they have a good shot from what I'm seeing. I mean, I think they're getting slept on a little bit and they keep teasing some things. I think the NFT itself, I think, it's already up. I don't know what the floor is at right now.
It's hit like 0.17.
It hit 0.2 something, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think that'll keep running once they do NFT staking, which they, I think, dropped a video this morning or something like that saying that was coming. And that's supposed to get param points, so it should be like the same play as the block dice.
Yeah. And I mean, block hit like 0.8, 0.9, so I don't see any reason this one shouldn't. And it's way lower supply. It's only 888 supply, so.
Yeah. Should we FUD Nibby while we're here? Like,
they're
so incompetent. I don't understand what is going on over there.
There appears, yeah.
Them and the Wen Exchange guys are like dark. It's like, I think the Magically team's running that crew.
Bro, Magically.
I had so many crates, bro.
Yeah.
Nice, yeah.
What do you guys think about Block? Like, you think it's going to actually...
I sent my 0.05 there, so hopefully.
I haven't done anything with that.
These SocialFi experiments, like, I don't know. Like, you got so many farmers who are farming just like Twitter bots.
Mm-hmm.
Just like, I just don't know if you're like, you can't keep up with that. It's not possible.
And I joined some farming discords. And you know what I've actually been doing too, is using Reach for farming. It's been working pretty well.
Is it getting you significantly more points?
I mean, decently, because it gives you pretty quality engagement. I would have to like go and like really like, I guess, do the math and look at it. But going from the like 2 likes that my normal tweets get to like 400 through Reach definitely helps out.
I think the biggest thing for Block, which people are sleeping on, is like the social aspect is like similar to Blast. It's only 50% of the allocation. Mm-hmm. The other is the engagement side, which all you have to do is play games. You do those like first couple tasks that they have there, and it's literally just complete your profile. I think it's like connect your accounts, download the app, and complete like the first set of challenge on any game. You can get like at least 1,000 points on that. There's not a lot of people who have done that.
Right.
It took me like 2 hours to complete the challenge on one of the games. It was so frustrating, but feel like that was my effort.
We got also got Wormhole this week, right?
Wednesday, yeah.
I got nothing from that one. Nada. I even opened a ticket. Like, I had usage over there. Didn't get anything.
I'm kind of nervous about it. I think it might be a letdown.
No.
I really think after kind of this week shakes out and we see what happens, I really want to go back hard on, like, Scroll and Linnea, ZK Sync. I think I feel like those are still going to be big. Ideally, like, those happen way after Blast, where you could take that ETH and go farm over there.
Yeah. Do you guys see where are we at on is there any point at where like a mutant becomes a buy? Like, because they're under two.
I mean, I don't understand why you would want to own one right now.
Yeah.
You take that 2 ETH and put it in anywhere else and you'll make your money back faster.
No.
Is it one of those things like we only want it because it's 2 ETH? I mean, just for the off chance it's Yuga.
Yeah, I don't know, man. Makes me nervous.
I mean, there's a lot of companies in the Web 2 world that hit, you know, Yuga level success in Web 2 and then died and never came back. You know what I mean? So just because Yuga was cool 3 years ago, in my opinion, doesn't mean shit now. Like, look how fast the crypto landscape changes. Like, I honestly, like, sitting here could not tell you, like, a reason right now to hold an ape or a mutant besides for it's Yuga. But, like, what does that even really get you?
Nothing.
No. I'm waiting for a game to start. You guys played Poke the Bear?
Mm-hmm.
No, I haven't played yet.
No, this is my first time seeing it.
It's I need one more person to join. Usually it's pretty quick. But you can actually rip these off. Like, you can enter future rounds. Like, you could do up to 50. So here we go. I'll probably lose with everybody watching, though.
We can start posting on a line that we're going to host a stream where JP's just going to play Poke the Bear until he loses.
Until I lose all my money. It's like cycling forever.
It's kind of strange that, like, crypto gambling never really took off. I always felt like that was there was a bigger opportunity there and just never really hit.
I guess just regulatory is just so hard on it. I don't know.
I mean,
it's a lot of risk.
Who knows that you're not, like, hosting your app out of Somalia?
Yeah.
It should be, like, really transparent gambling, right? Like, you should be able to see the actual transactions hitting minting. And you don't have to worry about, like, the house destroying you.
This thing's glitching. Maybe it's because I'm streaming at the same time. I've noticed when it glitches is usually when I lose.
Yeah.
Suckers. Anyway, that's freaking broken. Oh, there we go. I get to poke a bear.
So what happens? You poke the bear and then what?
You either live to see another day or you die. So
just eat somebody?
Yeah. Whoever loses, they divide that ETH amongst everybody else and they get their entry fee back. So, look.
Oh, you got what?
Lost. Freaking lost. Damn it.
So you.
It was $100 right there.
Everyone else.
That's a bummer.
Courtesy of the night shift.
They usually the bear does something pretty funny, so that sucks. It didn't happen.
So you just had like an 80% chance to win and you lost?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There it goes, man. I don't even want to play again now.
I mean, in theory, you just keep playing. You should win, right, over time?
Yeah, yeah, that's what I've been doing. I've just been playing a lot, and it's worked out pretty well. Like, I made probably 0.4 ETH over the weekend and gave, like, 0.2 back today.
Is there a VIG? The house take anything?
No.
Mm-mm. Fully distributed.
Yep. It's pretty cool.
Interesting game. Yeah, I guess if you just keep playing, like, it should either even out over time or you should end up up.
Well, you don't have to, and you don't have to babysit it either. You can just do it and it'll pick it for you. It'll poke the bear for you. So.
Oh, God. Now I'm going to get addicted.
Anyway.
Can we get sponsored?
I'll tag him. I've got invites for it if anybody wants one.
So. Non-financial advice. Like, we need to disclaimer the hell out of this show now.
Yep.
It's like, yeah, it's part of gambling where you can never lose.
Yep.
There's a guy that someone got, like, ESPN just got busted for that, right? Or saying something like that.
Oh, did they? I didn't even see that.
Someone was talking about, like, betting how, like, it was like they found something that was, like, impossible to lose, and it was like a joke. And, like, I don't know, he got crapped on for, like, saying something like that on air, and he had to be like, sorry, no kidding, like, you gamble and there's a chance you could lose.
Yeah. How are you guys' brackets holding up?
Not great. Mine sucks so bad.
I have UConn to win, but, like, so does everybody.
I've got UConn and Purdue still. Not in the one I did with Shane. That one is toast.
Yeah, my brackets this year are horrible.
No. Not great. Cool. Anything else before we call it? Phonics? Oh, wait.
I was going to say, hopefully Phonics make it back for next week.
Yeah. Cool. Well, let's call it there. Appreciate all the people hanging out with us tonight. We'll be back same time next Monday, probably. Shane, maybe, maybe not.
Yeah, I don't know. Might not be here. Just depends. So
we'll see how it goes.
Yep.
But appreciate everybody hanging out. Don't forget to like the stream, share it, turn that notification bell on. Go follow us at DGen Night Shift. Give the Only Gains account follow as well. Only Gains Alpha on X. I couldn't remember what it was. Appreciate it, and we will see everybody next week. DGen safely.